Happy Monday to you, and I hope you had a really lovely weekend. So this week we are moving now from the mindset piece of last week and the aligning piece of the week before and your why from the week before that into stepping out of your comfort zone. So all the pieces that we've done this month, although we've just done snippets of each of them, really do build up that preparatory piece I've been talking about to create a foundation around taking your next steps. And with any next steps that you want to make, whether it's just to have a certain feeling in yourself, like of happiness or contentment, or you're actually wanting to move on a path towards making changes in particular areas of your life, this foundation will work in every single part. These four elements will really match together to help you to build that foundation. And you may need to revisit these foundational elements again and again and again. And it doesn't mean that just because we do it once that, you know, you've got it sorted for life. So don't feel like you're not doing good enough if you have to do it again and again and again. That's the whole purpose of knowing these elements so that you can actually put them into practice when you need them. So this week is all around stepping out of your comfort zone. One of the most difficult things that we find hard to do. So they say that life begins on the opposite side of fear, or on the other side of fear. And that is really true, because fear is a huge reason why a lot of us don't take our next steps, why a lot of us don't allow ourselves to do certain things like we looked at last month, why we fear can stop us from actually believing, like we talked about last week, in our mindset that things are actually possible for us or that we're capable of things. And even when it goes for looking at our goals, which is not what we're doing this month, but looking at our goals around saying, okay, I want to achieve that thing, fear can stop us from doing that. And fear can manifest itself in many different ways. It can come in the form of worry, doubt, anxiety, overthinking, overanalyzing, procrastination, stagnancy, talking badly to ourselves. I mean, it has a ripple effect. So the reason why we kind of just conjure it up into one word of fear is because it actually covers a whole rake of different things that we all go through. So every single person on this planet goes through elements of fear. And some people are in that expressional place of feel the fear and do it anyway, that they would be feeling fearful, but they take the step anyway. And I think that's part of stepping out of your comfort zone. As we talked about last month, you're never always going to be fully ready. And also the conditions in your life are not always going to be perfect. In fact, they probably are never going to be fully perfect for you to be able to take your next steps. But stepping out of your comfort zone is saying, okay, conditions aren't perfect. I don't even know if I believe in myself enough. I don't even know if my mindset's in the right place, but I'm going forward anyway. I know why I'm doing it, and I know if it's aligned with me. And to be honest, they're two of the biggest things that will help you, because at least you know what you're going towards, and why you're going towards it are completely in alignment with the true essence of who you are. So that's a really important piece to know. These other parts of our mindset, stepping out of your comfort zone and steps, are the hardest parts, okay? Because obviously then that requires the action. It requires the setbacks. It requires the progression when we're like, Jesus, I don't even know if I'm ready for the progression here. So it brings all of those different pieces into place that we all can struggle with. So for today and this week, as we come into our final teaching towards the end of the week, we're really looking now at what these steps are that we're going to take. You know, we've looked at our why, and we've looked at if we're in alignment with it, and whether we're feeling positive or negative about it. And if we're feeling negative, we're going to look at like what that's trying to show us and how to maneuver ourselves into a better feeling space. So let's assume that all of that is done. What's the next place now? The next place is stepping out and doing things in a different way. Part of this month around taking your next steps is approaching things with a fresh perspective. You know, I've said this a million times, and I'm sure you've heard it a million times, the definition of insanity by Einstein is doing the same thing again and again and again and expecting a different result. We all do that because we're creatures of habit. We have patterns that we go by. We have ways of thinking that we follow. And even when we know that that element of thinking is not going to be great, or even when we know I'm going into my pattern again, we still do it. We got to give ourselves a break and go, right, I'll try again. Even if you have to keep trying and trying and trying. But I read yesterday that the definition of failure was when you just give up completely. It's not the trying and not succeeding, it's the giving up. Now, I don't really like using that word failure, because I think it's actually really, really negative and really pressureful. But a lot of us actually relate to that, like feeling like we haven't done enough. So even if you have to work on your mindset, even if you have to step out of your comfort zone like you're doing this week, keep going back to what your why is. Keep reminding yourself of that. It doesn't matter. The most important thing is you're taking that step. And this week, I want you to take that first step towards where you want to go. And the direction. Now, let's think about this, not just for like this week or like the next month or two. This is the life's path or the life's direction. So I'm going to give you a really trivial example, and this isn't about taking next steps. This is about what we know needs to be done for ourselves. So I've shared before, like, I have a really bad intolerance to gluten and dairy. I don't eat it. If I eat a little piece of it, I'm fine. If I had a lot of it, I would feel very unwell or break out in my skin or whatever. So I know that that's, you know, a lifelong thing that I have to get over. Like, I have to have a different mindset around it. And the mindset is to know that it's going to be better for me to not do that. My why behind it is because it's going to be good for my health. And aligning to that why is because I will feel so much better. I'll work better. I'll live better. I'll thrive better. And then the stepping out of the comfort zone part is to actually do it then. Because it's very easy to say, oh, I could just have a little bit of that. It won't make me that sick. Or, yeah, look, I'll put up with a couple of spots. Sure, who cares about it? But like, we do that, then we set ourselves back. So I just know that this is a lifelong thing that I have to do. Does it get frustrating at times? Absolutely. Do I want to eat like chocolate and cheese and everything? My favorite things ever? Yes, I do. I love dairy. Do I love bread? Yes, I do. But it's about like why I'm doing it. So the stepping out of our comfort zone always goes back to that why piece of why am I doing this in the first place? So this week we'll finish off, like I said, later in the week around this. But this week you're really going to look at that. Okay. So today it's starting off saying, right, I'm ready to make my next steps. What does that look like? How do I need to step out of my comfort zone? Is it a pattern or change I need to change? Is it the mindset piece from last week? Is it habits? And is it just simply getting up and getting moving now and saying, right, I got to go and make this happen right now? What is it for you? Think about that today, and I'll talk to you really soon.